Welcome to Directions Media's Directions on the News for Tuesday, November 20th, 2007. This is Adina Schutzberg, Executive Editor of Directions Magazine, and I'm joined by Joe Francica, Editor-in-Chief. Each week, we explore a topic of interest to the geospatial community, and this week, we tackle a question that came up in our work recently. Just what is it that constitutes a location-based service? We'll tease out some definitions, but first, a word from our sponsor.
This podcast is brought to you by ESRI. With ArcGIS Online, you can combine ready-to-use maps, reference layers, and functional tasks with your local data to support your GIS work. Save time and benefit from on-demand GIS content. Learn more about ArcGIS Online at www.esri.com/directionsmag.
Now, we selected this topic because it came up recently in our work on our blog at allpointsblog.com. The question was, what posts should be tagged as being related to location-based services? And what we found was that we have different ideas about which services and which technologies really fall into the category of location-based services. So we spent some time thinking about it, and we want to share our ideas with you. As I started thinking about what a location-based service was, I went right back to the words, location-based and services. And my gut feeling was to go for a very broad definition. And I came up with one that's extremely broad. In fact, it could probably cover an awful lot of GIS and some of remote sensing and maybe a few other things. And the definition I came up with was a system that provides an informational response based on geographic criteria. So that could be anything from using an online service to find directions from one place to another. It could be using your in-car navigation system to get from one place to another. It could be finding the nearest pizza place or whatever else you might be interested in, any sort of service. And I guess my gut feeling is that's probably a bit too broad, but that's where I want to start.
Well, Adina, that is a broad definition. And what I did was I went back to about 2001. In 2001, I think I was the first editor to publish an entire issue when I was editor of Business Geographics on location-based services. This was January 2001. And when I went back and read my own editorial, I found that my ideas have probably radically changed from what I wrote way back then, which is essentially a definition of mobile mapping. If you remember back in 2001, we were all about putting some snapshot of a spatial database on a handheld device and taking it to the field. That's not how I would define it today. I would define it today simply as any application that has an automatic location determination. And now, that's really narrow, but I think all of our definitions have changed as we've seen the technology evolve. So what I mean by that, which is, and I'm speaking very specifically about the mobile space, and so I take that to the point where any mobile device that I have has to be able to locate me. I want that device to either use GPS, assisted GPS, or other network-based solution so that I don't have to punch in my location to find out where I am.
So certainly a GPS used for anything, surveying or hiking or whatever would fall into that category.
Right. So it really, as I said, it really is trying to define what we mean today. A lot of people just hate that term. They don't like the term location-based service because it isn't defined accurately enough. And there's some implications for the consumer market. There's implications for the traditional GIS marketplace. But in my way of thinking, if you have to put in a lat long or type in an address because it can't find you, then it's not an LBS application.
Okay, and so, one of the implications of your definition is if you want information about someplace else besides where that device happens to be, so you just cut out all of those kinds of things.
No, I'm just saying that the feature I would term as being a key feature in LBS
is required.
That is the requirement. What else you do with that application may be all of what you just said.
Okay, now, and I'm going to challenge you on that, because the determination of location is not provided, in my sense, by the service, but in part by the hardware, and in part by a location positioning solution, whether it's GPS or it's Rosen's solution that uses TV or whatever. And to me, that's a completely separate part of the discussion. The actual service is that thing that does something with that location. So I'm drawing the line, I think, in a very different place.
Yeah, well, but if we go down that path, then we go to Internet-based applications, which I think you probably referenced in your initial definition. And you really take it to a very broad definition that doesn't help anybody. And I think that that's where I would challenge you, is that in our industry, in the LBS industry, that's why people hate this term. It isn't specific enough. It doesn't go to the point.
Fair enough. Let's go back to your editorial where you said you were specifically talking about mobile devices, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, why don't we call them mobile location-based services?
Well, and in many of the things that I've written recently, I have put that qualifier on there saying mobile LBS.
Right, because then your definition makes a whole lot more sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm out there with a device that has some kind of limited keyboard or limited input, I absolutely don't want to have to tell it where I am.
So let's go back to 1994 and say when MapQuest first came out, that certainly would have been a location-based service.
At the time, it was one of the first things that people pointed to and said was a location-based service. Although with my definition, you could argue that most of GIS falls under what I described.
You know, let's take it several years further. You know, my benchmark being the 2001 when I put out this issue, and actually the following issue in February is similar topics. Fast forward to 2007, where we've come in and out of the depths of LBS, where it simply went dormant for a couple of years. Now it's kind of like Phoenix rising from the ashes, in a sense that now almost everybody's jumping on this bandwagon. And what is the criteria that we've got? Well, the criteria in many of these applications is its location determination.
Okay, well, let's look for maybe some other words that'll help define this. I like the term location-enabled, so like location-enabled searching, things like that, where ideally the location comes in an automated fashion, but to be fair, here in the United States, only some percentage of us have devices that know where they are. So there's still an awful lot of applications where you have to type in the zip code or the address.
Well, and that may not change for a while, but, you know, what's going to happen is you're going to see more phones that are location-enabled. Even as we know that you can download little applets onto your PC, which allows the computer to be pinged and your location determined. So, you know, I still want to put that line between location determination and mobile mapping.
Okay, so those things that do not automatically locate, what do we call those?
That's a good question. It's not location aware. It's a location service. It is a service, but I wouldn't call it a true LBS service as we have it today.
Okay, but it still, I think, does represent a pretty significant part of the market at this point. I mean, that is changing, and most of those hopefully will switch over to become true location-based services in your definition.
Right. And for right now, I'll either characterize it as either a mobile mapping application, which you put something on a personal device, or an internet-based mapping application, which kind of puts a lot of these online services in a bucket. I think as we go through this conversation, we can define some of these buckets, and it's really only because of the maturation of the market that we're seeing.
That's true. Now, one of the terms you used thus far was mobile mapping. And one of the things I specifically didn't include in my definition was the fact that the information returned is necessarily a map. Because also, when you think back to the early 2000s, there was this sort of argument, and I remember some senior executives making this point very clearly, that the best answer may not be sticking a little tiny map on your little tiny phone screen. And I think that point was well taken, and that now an awful lot of the returned information isn't a map. It's for example, an internet solution might be a series of step-by-step directions. And that's the kind of thing that works reasonably well, perhaps on a handheld device or on a phone.
Right. But so even going a step further, one of the, I think, key location-based services we can point to today is OnStar, which doesn't give you a map, and it's just voice. So, but it does know your position, and it gives you all that information that you want. And if I can ruffle everybody's feather a little bit, the applications which I would say is not an LBS application is that which is delivered by an iPhone, which has no location determination. It will do mobile mapping.
And that's a really big bucket. We just sort of glossed over this thing called mobile mapping, which is where you put a map on your phone one way or another, in this case usually another, because you have to tell it a map of where, as opposed to it knowing based on its own capacity.
Right. And you could further differentiate that into the consumer side and the professional side, and we know very well where the professionals are, market has come from.
Okay, what about the use of location to provide appropriate advertising? That sounds like a location-based service, assuming that the device knows where it is.
Sure, and in fact, I had in my research one of these new startup companies called Socialite, where what you do is you type in a short code as a text message, and it returns hyper-local information to you, presumably ad-based local information. But you raise the point. I mean, there's going to be a lot of these ad-based business models that are going to come out. But again, I'll go back to the fact that many of these are going to assume that it will determine your location. This whole idea about hyper-local search, I think, is founded on the fact that it should know where you are.
Right, and this service you just described, in fact, does not. You have to tell it. That's pretty interesting. I did do some searching to find some other definitions. Some of them were specifically toward mobile or toward wireless. So if you go to Wikipedia, that defines a location-based service, and they also reference location services as services developed and distributed by wireless carriers and their partners, which provide information specific to a location, but that does not distinguish as to how that location is determined.
Is determined, right.
So that's a much broader one, but it does focus on wireless, and ideally then mobile, although not necessarily, I suppose.
Again, this definition is evolving to the point where it's kind of funny because everybody hates it, but they just don't have another good answer for what you want to call it. It has been so entrenched in our vernacular over the past, 7 years that we don't know how to get rid of it at this point.
No, and I think that's a really good point. And I think what needs to happen now as we enter this next level of maturity is that broad swath needs to be chopped up. And we're starting to see little pieces of that. Even the fact that there is something called a location positioning system as a concept, as a way of determining location, and there's several different things in that bucket, is a step in the right direction.
Yeah.
And I think we're also beginning to see more things that refer to social networking kinds of things that add location.
Right, and you can see that there's an attempt to get very specific in the terms of the applications that you want to purchase, in particular from the mobile carriers. I mean, there's friend finders, there's social networking, so there's that attempt to say, well, this is the application that you're going to buy, and it is a Family Finder application. You're not going to call it an LBS service.
No, and that's wonderful branding on the part of the carriers because people understand what that is, Friend Finder or Family Finder or Pet Finder. There's a whole series of those. They know exactly what that's about and sort of predetermines that that location is going to be known automatically.
Right. Right. I think some of the problem is arising from the application and the application providers who are in the platform providers like Qualcomm, who is trying to promote a network-based solution, and they're trying to get away from the terms just because they're trying to deliver a service to the people who are developing all these applications.
Right. Well, I don't think we're going to come up with a perfect definition, and I think what's going to happen is that broad location-based services nomenclature is going to change, and it's going to get finer. And we can ask our listeners if they've found terms that are now in use that make that more clear as to what is being delivered. We'd really appreciate some input. That's all the time we have. We invite your thoughts on the definition or any other topic. You can email us at editors@directionsmag.com. Before we go, our sponsor ESRI wants you to know that the ESRI Mid-Atlantic User Group Conference will be held in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania from November 27th to the 29th. By attending this important annual event, you can gain insight into ESRI software, meet other GIS users, and learn more about new solutions from ESRI business partners. For more information, visit www.esri.com/directionsmag. Thanks for joining us today. We'll talk to you again on another Directions Media podcast, and be sure to tell a friend.